From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. We have an update now to a story we heard in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. A few days after the storm hit, NPR's Zoe Chace went to an amusement park at Coney Island. It's right by the water and features the Wonder Wheel and the Cyclone roller coaster. Well, this week, she went back.
The storm surge from Sandy washed over the Coney Island boardwalk, crashed around the base of the Wonder Wheel, and poured right into the haunted house, the Spookorama. Dino Vuderis' family owns a bunch of these rides, and I found him inside the haunted house a couple days after the storm, slipping around on wet sand and checking on the ghouls.
A lot of them are missing heads that, you know, as scary as it is without a head, they were there before.
This week, the sun is out, and Dino is smiling.
A little better than it was the last time when it was slippery, right?
It was so slippery, remember? This was us last time.
We were surfing, I know.
The lights are on. It's dry. The mud is gone. But now Dino can see clearly what they have to do. They have to tear the whole place apart and start over.
I mean, if you look down, you can see all the corrosion with the salt. So that's all got to be redone.
When I last saw Dino, he was heartbroken over what was lost. They built this ride in the 1950s. Some of these spooks had been here that long. There's a skeleton smoking a cigarette from back when cigarettes were cool. There's a devil who's been stabbing the air for decades. But this week, he was different, excited to build a new haunted house.
Starting over.
Mm-hmm.
Blank slate.
It's been a busy 3 weeks. They've had repair guys climbing all over the Wonder Wheel. Dino flew to Orlando to buy brand new bumper cars. There's a zombie manufacturer here from Ohio, David Fockman, and he's running around with a tape measure and imagining a whole new line of spooks.
Because this whole room comes to life. So this is a little seance scene where there's a seance that is bringing the spooks back to the Spookorama.
No insurance is paying for this. It's all on the credit card. The bumper cars, the new goblins and ghosts. Just applied for a $500,000 loan. And no one in the family has taken a day off since the storm. Until today, Thanksgiving.
We're going to have some wine. We're going to eat. Then we're going to pass out. Then we're going to eat again.
What are you going to cook?
We're doing a turkey. We're doing a spanakopita because we're Greek, sweet potatoes.
Tomorrow, it's back to work on the Spookorama, the Wonder Wheel, the merry-go-round. And they're going to open back up in the spring, Palm Sunday, like they do every year. Zoe Chace, NPR News.